You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. Welcome back, everybody. It's me, your girl, Quan, on the microphone.
And it's me, your girl, sitting right here.
It's May, everybody.
It's May, y'all. Welcome to the
show. Welcome back to Talk With Us. If you are new to the channel, welcome, welcome, welcome.
You are welcome.
You've been down with us since day one.
Rolling from day one. Welcome, you guys. Rolling on in today.
We're rolling in.
Yeah, y'all. Well, say this is the last day of April.
Yeah. We're about to roll out of April.
Oh, y'all. April. In case y'all didn't know, I did have a birthday.
Y'all wish me a belated birthday.
Oh, yeah. Give me some shout outs for my belated birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, y'all.
Happy birthday.
You know, it's always a blessing to, you know, see a birthday.
It is.
Yeah. So what have you guys been doing? Let us know. How have you been staying busy? How have you been staying cool? Or if you're in different parts of the world right now where it's freezing, how have you been staying warm?
Hola, okay, hola. Yeah.
Right now, it's getting into the summer for us, so we are trying to find those clothes, you know, that lets the air in.
Yes, like them beautiful dresses.
Because this is just the beginning of it. Yeah, those beautiful long dresses for us ladies. Mm-hmm. Some nice khaki shorts for those fellas. Mm-hmm. You know, but stay cool because we're just getting into that summer mode right now, and it's just going to get hotter, so we're trying to stay cool.
But right now, it's beautiful.
It really is.
Saturday.
It's very beautiful, y'all. It's very beautiful. It's hot,
but it's beautiful.
It's like, you know, when a day's got certain looks, it's like you want to go, like, this day look like I should be somewhere shopping.
I know, right? I know. Yeah,
it's that kind of day, y'all. It's that kind of day. You know what I mean?
Snapping pictures everywhere.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. But we hope you guys are doing good. All of y'all are doing swell. And we're back on the mic.
Yes, we are. Right here.
So, May, are you ready to get this show started?
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started in here. All right. Take over, May.
All right, guys. So, listen. All right. You know how sometimes you can misplace things and I do
all the time.
You know, we do. We misplace things, but sometimes we don't take long to find them, right? You know, so it might take a little while, but then, you know, sometimes you might dig and pack stuff away, and then maybe a year when you're unpacking, you find something, right?
Yes.
Well, how about this? It was a story of a woman that found her late husband's wedding ring 35 years after he lost it. 35 years.
That is a long time.
And you know what? You know where it was?
Where?
It was under an apple tree.
Aww.
35 years later. That's
a
long time.
An apple tree.
You would think, though, the storm and wind and rain would just wash, you know, maybe wash it away or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the ring, I don't know. It was there. It was meant for her to find it. Because, I mean, come on, 35 years, and she found it.
Oh, I bet she was so happy when she found it. Happy and sad at the same time.
Yeah, she was very happy to find it, though. So I'm glad.
Good for her.
Yeah, because she probably thought, you know, had long forgotten about that ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then here under the apple tree one day, probably cleaning up from under it, and there's the ring.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm glad she found her husband's ring.
Yeah, so, you know, it makes us happy, though, when we can find stuff that you be like, hey, I thought this was gone.
I know, right?
And then it's there. You know, you get that thrill out of it. So how many of you guys have lost something? And it's been missing for, I don't know, a couple years. And you thought you just kind of lost, you know, out of mind, out of sight. You kind of forgot about it. Went through some stuff and stumbled upon it. How did it make you feel? What did you lose, Quan?
I done lost a lot of stuff. I done lost my bracelet that I was looking for forever. And I found it.
And you found it.
I can't tell you how long it's been, but I found it.
But I bet it brought a smile to your face, right?
It did.
Yeah, it tends to do that. It makes you happy.
It does. Yeah. It does.
So, congratulations to the lady who found her late husband's wedding ring after 35 years. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, and this is another wonderful thing. How many people like media showers? Because I'm a media shower person. Y'all, I could have worked for NASA.
You should have.
Y'all don't know. I said this many years ago. Even when I was in school, I wanted to work for NASA. But I never got a job. Well, I never applied.
Sorry, man.
But
you
want to
get that job.
Anyway, this is a spectacular aquarellate media shower, and it's starting next week.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's going to be like dozens and dozens of stars just shooting across the sky. How cool is that?
That's going to be beautiful.
I need a telescope.
You had one.
But that was...
What happened to it?
That telescope...
You got rid of it or you, lose,
no,
you lost it?
No. Come on. That telescope was like up 10 years old and it's like way outdated.
Oh.
And plus some of the lenses were missing, so...
Oh, well.
You know, I need...
Toss
I need,
it.
I mean, anybody want to sell me a telescope? I'm looking, you know, good price. I'm buying here.
You got to tell them the name of it.
I'm buying here. Yeah. You know, if you want to, you know, tell me. My name is... Okay, I'm May. So
no, tell them the name of the telescope that you want.
Oh,
the
I think...
really big ones.
Yeah. I want a really good one. I want a really good one. I want that if I point it to Jupiter, I can actually count the moons.
Mm.
That's the kind I want. I want to see those designs on Jupiter. That's
yeah.
what I want.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
I want to see the cradles in the moon. I want one that'll get me up close and personal.
Yeah, I won't mind seeing that.
So if you're selling, I'm buying, y'all. I'm buying. Give me a good prize, though.
Yeah, help out. Help her out.
Help your girl out. Help your wannabe NASA explorer out.
Yeah, y'all do that.
Because I'm into all of that, y'all. I've been into all that for a while. And I just love the elements. I love the sun. I love the moon. I love the star. I love the planets. And I'm telling you, that's my thing. That's my thing. Mom maybe should have named me Star because
That would have been a good name. Because you love... Because you love the stars.
I do, y'all. So if you're a stargazer and you've got equipment that you want to get rid of, hit us up on our podcast.
She looking for some.
And let me know.
She looking for some.
Because I'm definitely looking. Quan, what's your thing?
I don't know.
She dibs and dabs, y'all. She's good at, y'all, she can figure out things on computers and stuff like that. She's good with that.
Sometimes I feel like I can't find my talent.
But you
and
know,
I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who feel that way. Like, where's my talent?
Okay, but when you know your talent is because it's a passion of something that you like to do and you do it, or you can just go to it and it just seems like you can work it out. You'll be like, and everybody else be like, well, I tried to figure that out. But then you just sat down and in about 20-30 minutes, you got it.
Like, okay, I love to draw, but I can't draw.
I think
that's supposed to be my talent.
She working on y'all.
Because I love to draw, but I can't draw.
But you just got to stick with your craft. That's all.
Mm,
we gotta stick
right.
with. Hey, tell her y'all. Give a booster.
Right.
Boost her up. Tell her she's gotta continue
I'm
to work
trying.
On the craft.
I'm trying.
Because that's the only way you get better at things is when you work on it, right, guys?
Yeah,
come
you're
on.
Right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We hope you guys had a wonderful Easter, also.
Oh yeah.
We did. We took the kids. We went to church, and we did a little hiding eggs for the kids, and they enjoyed it. It was a great Sunday. Beautiful Sunday. So we were hoping that you guys had a great Easter as well. We want to make sure that we always, you know, want to know how you guys are doing and how you are feeling, you know, because we're doing good. Glory be to God and thank God for that. So we also would like our fan base to also be blessed as well. So
and speaking of our fans,
uh-huh.
we just want to give a shout out
Let's
for the love and the support
y'all.
Of
y'all.
Our podcast hitting 1K.
Y'all, 1K. Yay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, y'all. You know what? You guys did that, you know, by listening to us. I mean, it's so wonderful to know that we, you know, can have an audience that builds us up like that and we get to 1K.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, starting off from zero. You guys did that for us and we thank you. We thank you, and we shout out to each and every one of you that listen to us, that help us on this podcast. Because, you know, let's face it. You know, when we started out, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just winging it.
Yeah, we were. And that's what this topic is about today, guys. We're going to be telling you y'all. We're going to be telling y'all how we got started.
Yeah, when we first got started, and my sister came to me, and she's like, you on this podcast? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Because, you know, why? Why not? I'm all for it. But when we sat down to do it, we started looking at each other like deer in the headlights.
Yeah, we did.
It was like, okay, what we gonna tell you?
Actually, I already had one.
She did. She
I started mine off from doing reading. I mean, I was reading children's books, and that was my first podcast that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got kind of tired of that, then
she
I
moved on. Mm-hmm.
And then I came up with this idea
mm-hmm.
for
she
both
did.
Of us to, you know, get together and just talk.
You know,
but we didn't have a name at first.
No.
So we were just going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came up with a name. So that's how we got started and stuff.
Yeah, so
from
we...
From day one
Day one.
Now.
Day one. And
we
know,
at 1K.
And we at 1K. And
took,
you know...
It took a while, but we got there.
We did. And, you know, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't that hard, I gotta say.
It wasn't hard at all.
It wasn't that hard.
It was a little scary in the beginning because didn't know how people were gonna take it. You know how you get backlash and
we wanted like, people to like us,
y'all.
Right?
Y'all suck.
We're like, do you think they're gonna like us?
But then we had to learn to realize that, you know even the good celebrities get backlash.
Right.
You know, everybody gonna get backlash. Yeah. Everybody gonna, you know, not like you and stuff. But you have to keep pushing.
You have to keep going because you know what? Everybody's not gonna like you.
Nope.
But that's just life.
Yeah.
But to all that helped us along the way, God bless you and we thank you for it. Don't ever think that we will take you for granted because you guys listen to us.
Yeah.
You
know, two country girls from Georgia.
Yeah, we're just two country girls from Georgia.
We started from one, and we're doing, y'all.
I'm telling you the truth, and we don't even have like the best outstanding equipment.
We don't.
You know, we're still working toward that. You know, when you have bills and other things like that, you know. But it's just the fact that we got to 1,000 already, and y'all, you can hear the excitement in our voice. You know that we're happy and we're grateful.
And then you get the feedback, and the feedback is like awesome.
It makes me smile when you guys, you know, you can hear the excitement in my voice. It makes me happy to know that, you know, you're listening to us, and then you're giving us feedback.
Yep.
I love it. So, guys, keep it up, and we will try to respond to each and every one of you, you know?
Yeah.
Because this has been awesome.
It has. But like I said, you know, we started from day one.
Mm-hmm.
What was our show? That was our introduction. But our first show was about Britney Spears.
Yeah. it was at that time when Britney was going through. It was like Free Britney and all that. That was our first show. It was.
That was our first show and you guys helped us out with that. So
it was okay.
Uh-huh. We were nervous on that too.
Yeah. Because
Even though y'all can't see us, but you can hear us and it still make us nervous.
Right. You know? Right. But I think, but once we were done, we were like, okay, that went pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
And after you see the feedback and stuff.
And we got more confidence about, you know, tagging things and, you know, going after things and saying things. It kind of, you know, just being really open about how we really feel about things.
Yep.
And it helped us along the way. We have done our favorite music list before. We had the guests about the aliens and all of that, and that debate.
That was a debate. That was actually a good debate.
Yes, and we had our Aaliyah favorite top 10, I think.
Yeah, we had a lot of shows.
So, and we were remembering people who passed along, and you know, it has been a road, but it has been great, y'all. It has been great, and I know you guys, you know, probably are still wondering, when am I going to see these two faces?
I know the YouTube channel. Y'all, it's coming.
It's coming. You know, these things, they take a little time, especially when you got to get all your equipment that you need.
You got to try to get all the stuff put together.
Yeah, and get, you know, you want a nice setup.
It costs money.
Yeah, and with other things needing to be paid, it kind of takes us a while to get there. But God willing, we are going to get there. Okay?
Yeah, I remember when I first started from a phone, I did how many shows did I do on my book?
Ooh,
I think I got up to at least 17, close to 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
But I did all of them on a phone.
She did, y'all.
A phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting good feedback. I just got tired of reading books.
I think she kind of got
I got burned out on reading children's books.
She got burned out, y'all. But she was really doing
really good.
In the
beginning, it was so fun, but I got tired of it.
That is such a cool little job, you know, kids' books.
It was. I just got burned out.
I think what burned you out was that you had to have to do it on the phone.
Probably so.
If you'd have sat to a microphone and read, you know, so I like how we're doing our podcast.
Because I didn't have none of this at the time.
Right. You didn't have this. So I think it would have been a different feel.
Maybe sitting at
a microphone and then reading a child's book. You know. Yeah. I think you would have still been going along with that. But then who knows, we might have not had our podcast.
If you
wouldn't have got kind of weird out, you know, with the phone and stuff.
And maybe if I would have had like the effects of the sound in the children's book when they were calling for, you know,
water splash
voice,
or something.
Water splashing. And I didn't have that. I had to work what I had, and that was my phone.
So, you know,
even though it sounded okay.
Yeah, it did.
But it didn't sound professional.
Yeah.
But it sounded okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get that, you know, you really want to have, it, you know, all what you need when you want to do stuff, but hey, it's some people that started out from like barely nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and making stuff work. You know, people, a lot of people started out doing stuff right there in their basements and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, like, boom, they done mega blowed up, you know.
It's sitting pretty so, right now. That's yeah. what we're trying to get
so,
at.
So, I mean, you know, it can happen. It can happen for us. It can happen for you guys out there, too.
Just got to keep grinding.
Keep grinding and do not give up, because grinding. That's the only way your dream will vanish if you stop. Yeah. So don't stop if you got a dream. Keep going after it. Don't, you know, won't it be easy all the time, but
it's not.
But keep striving.
Yeah, I get people asking me, how did y'all get there? I said it took a while for us to get there. We just, you know, kept doing what we doing. We have fun and we just be ourselves.
Yeah, we going to grind. We going to keep grinding. We going to grind. Might be a slow grind sometimes, but we going to still grind.
Yeah.
You know, it don't matter. The grind ain't got to be killer fast all the time. Sometimes no. you know.
Sometimes you have to take your time.
Sometimes you got
to
be like the turtle. You know?
If you rush stuff, and it's slow. Not going to turn out the way you want it to turn out.
Right.
So sometimes you just got to take
and
your
you
time.
Don't, and you don't want to rerun, you know, 25 times because you were trying
no,
to rush through it.
No.
So sometimes, you know, a slow grind is a good grind.
It is.
Because it helps you to think. So you yep. guys remember that. Okay?
Yeah. To all yep. the ones who, you know, starting off their podcast.
Yeah.
You get there. Just take yeah. your time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to rush because everybody else. The other people's are up
always.
Here and you down here. Just
but
take
remember,
your time and you'll get up there too.
And always remember
we
that,
still climbing too, y'all.
Yeah. Remember, you like my grandma used to say, you have to crawl before you walk.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have to crawl before you walk. Okay, so that means you have to start off small and build yourself up. You
yep.
know, and we, you know, now we, you know, we were crawling and we're just not getting up on our feet. But
yep.
you know what? It's all good still. So,
yeah.
you know,
we got a long way to go still.
But you know what, though? We're going to grind till we're going to get there. We want you guys to grind, too. Don't stop. You know, we always
don't
talk
stop.
About helping each other. Let's continue to do that, supporting
that's
each
right.
other, you know? And that's what we're about right now. That's what Talk With Us is about. About being open, but it's about being, you know, motivated to the fans that listen to us. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you encourage us, and we want to encourage you likewise.
That's what
and
we
hope
do.
That we do. You know, we don't have to see your faces to love you because we do love you.
Yeah, we here to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all can tell because we laughing all the time.
All the time, y'all.
We don't like
all
to time. Be serious.
Mm-mm.
I like to laugh. I laugh.
Yeah.
That's why everybody call me Smiley.
Oh, yeah.
Because my personality, I just laugh. And
yeah.
that's what we do on here. We like to have fun.
True.
So if you start on the podcast, you just got to have fun.
Have fun.
Be
don't,
yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be uptight.
Don't be uptight.
Because you be uptight,
so
it's not going to work out for
it,
you.
It won't, because you'll frustrate yourself being uptight.
And then somebody listens to your show, and you
be, like,
you be uptight, and that'll
happy.
Be a boring show.
Right. We don't want to have
no.
a boring show.
We have laughter.
We need some
have
laughter.
Fun. Gotta have fun.
Laughter. Yeah, I like laughing, because I can just think of some stuff, some little crazy stuff, and just laugh to myself.
I do, too. I can be sitting by myself, and all of a sudden, I just start laughing because I'm thinking about something.
Yeah, and they'll be like, and somebody look at you and be like, what? You're like,
yeah,
oh,
I know, right?
You know, I was thinking about something. You know, so that's just the kind of people we are, though.
I like
you
to
know?
Joke.
Oh,
we
yeah.
clown on people.
Yeah.
Don't take it the wrong way, because I like to joke.
Yeah, we do.
So, you know.
Oh, speaking of that. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, y'all. And I know we said we weren't going to do a serious thing. No sad stuff. And this is not sad, but
I
it's kind
of
like, it's not. But what do you think about the Will Smith and Chris Rock thing?
We talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah.
See, I'm in the, okay, my,
see,
my head
she,
is in the cloud.
She gone, y'all. We talked
okay.
about the Will
yeah.
and the
okay.
Chris
yes,
Rock. That's kind of old now.
It is. But I okay, my
he's
bad.
He's somewhere on a not a vacation, but he's somewhere getting help.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good for Will.
He trying to get his mind back right. He ain't in no place, and he over there somewhere, probably
yeah.
on the beach somewhere.
Yeah,
you know them rich people.
Yeah,
they go off to beaches.
Well, my bad. I got stuck.
I don't know where you at.
How did I get stuck back there?
I don't know. I don't
step
know.
Out of it, man. Step out of it. How did I get?
Yeah,
back
we
there?
Talked about Big Willie.
Oh shoot!
And that famous slap.
Yeah, but it's so many memes though.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, it is so many
it's funny
memes,
too.
Y'all.
It is funny. But we talked about them.
Okay. All right.
So
let's leave
we just
that.
Letting you guys know where we,
yeah,
how we got started.
Yeah, how we got started. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, Will and Chris, they got their money. We trying to get their money.
Let me just slap them
I don't
out
think
the
we
way.
Can Oop. Get their money on the
sorry.
Podcast. Say what now?
I said, let me just slap them out the way.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
I know, right?
Let me stop that. Bad name.
I know, okay. right?
But yeah, we've gotten some good feedback, and
so thank you.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
It's good, y'all, and you guys make us happy when you listen to us. So thank you. Again, you probably hear multiple thank yous because we
thank
are.
You,
we,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We are grateful. We might make a thank you song.
I know, right? Yeah, we like to sing. So we're going to be talking and all of a sudden we'll bust out singing. So y'all excuse
exactly. us. Exactly. You know, we just
ain't got the best voice, but I like to sing.
You know,
and that's one of my talents too that I think I missed out on. See, I like to sing, but I can't sing.
Well,
my mom can sing.
Clear your throat. You know, you think about the
It missed me.
You think about the long range. You clear your throat, and then you see an object that's far away. Okay, it's like you throw your voice at that object, and then that's how you can get some range.
That.
Like I see a tree right now that's kind of way out there, so I'm just gonna say way out there, way out there.
Really.
Hey, you know it's like fishing. You got to throw your voice out there to get that rain. Come on, y'all.
Oh,
help
wow.
me out. Tell Quan you got to throw your voice. Quan, she's afraid to just let loose, I think. She thinks that.
My voice is not meant to, you know, go that high.
Okay, I
got
understand.
That low voice. What you call that?
Why don't you throw your voice out there?
What, say the same thing you said?
Say whatever you want to say. Yeah, think about the moon and just say, I'm looking at the moon.
I'm looking at the moon.
Wow, Quan. Wow, is that how you throw your voice up
That's
to the
how
moon?
I throw my voice
you
got to
think, but you got to think up.
I'm looking at the moon.
I'm looking
no,
at
I can't
the moon.
Sing. My friend, I'm going to call you out. My friend Mayana told me that I shouldn't sing. Let May do all the singing. She told me that I couldn't sing.
Oh.
Yes. She told me not to sing no more. And she said, let May do all the singing. So, Mayana, thank
nah,
you.
No, yeah. You know what, though? Sometimes when Quan don't think nobody's listening, she's got her headphones on. She can carry a little tune now. It's a little one.
Oh, wow.
It's a little one when she's
terrible.
Singing low, but she be singing, y'all. She be singing.
It'd be terrible, y'all.
You know, but
which
yeah.
I don't care. I don't
but
care.
If you guys, I had seen that on a voice coach. That's how I learned that. So if it's like you want to gain some depth to your vocals, then you think about what's off a distance and like you're throwing your voice toward that.
Mm-hmm.
So then that, you know, once you get in your mind that way, then I think you can kind of gain a little bit more range.
Talking to the moon.
Talking to
y'all,
the
that's
moon.
Bruno Mars. I know it seemed like we all over the place, y'all. We're sorry. We didn't jump to the music thing. That's just how we are.
Yeah.
This is what this talk
you.
Show.
Yeah.
What's my talk show? This is what this podcast about.
I'm looking at a Coca-Cola can. Well, I am, y'all. It's just an empty can, you know. It's just whatever, you know. Sometimes we just
drink too many sodas.
But it's not my can. It's an empty can, but it's a Coca-Cola can.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I tell you, my voice don't get high. But like I said, y'all, we done jumped off our topic and we done jumped onto something else, but that's how we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we are.
So Quan,
go with the flow.
Okay, so you say, okay, after your nerves had settled about, you know, doing the podcast, how do you...
With the children book or this one?
This podcast, Talk With Us.
Okay.
After we did our first and our second one, how are you starting to feel about this podcast thing?
I felt good about it. I mean, I still had the nerves, but I felt good. I felt more confident,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I was talking.
Mm-hmm. Do you imagine the audience listening or?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And when I picture that, you know, I picture everybody, whoever, you know, mm-hmm. whoever found us on Spotify or when they go to the podcast thing, you know, when they download the apps and stuff and they come across our podcast and, you know, they probably click on it and they listen to it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel good about
it. Does that make you smile when you... Did it make
it
you smile?
It does. It does when I see, like, the numbers and stuff go up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when they leave voice messages and be positive. So, yeah. It makes me feel good.
I know when after our first couple of pod show...
You call it
you know,
a pod show?
Yeah. Well, I said pod show.
Yeah. I call it a talk show.
Oh, my goodness. I know, but it's like, what happened to the cast?
I don't know.
I just like we're pod people.
We are.
We're in a cocoon doing a podcast.
We're
the pod people.
And then when I'm on like the Facebook group and when people be telling us that we we do good together. The charisma is good. And then if you're asking to join a show, we're going to, you know, respond to y'all. We might do, you know, a collab with some of them.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool. I really want to talk. I really want to, you know, interact that way with different people.
Yeah.
I really want to do it, guys, because I'm a people person.
I am,
too. And I can talk to anybody. It don't matter. I can talk to anybody. And it's just fun because, like I said, I'm a people person. It's good to get to know, you know, other people.
It is.
Well, no, sometimes you can meet the best of friends. Yeah. You know, just talking.
Just talking, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy the conversation we're having. Sometimes we'll talk a little too much and we get completely off of the
Sometimes
topic.
We will.
We'll just go AWOL and start talking about other stuff. Yeah, you know, that's just us.
We just go off the rails. And
so we're saying we start right now, guys. We get off the topic and then start talking about something else.
Yeah, but you know,
that's just how we do.
We you know, like Tokyo Drift, I guess. We just drift off somewhere. We get that Fast and the Furious mile gone.
I know. We zoom.
But anyway, for me and doing the podcast, every time it was time for us to get ready to do it, boy, I'd be grinning like the Cheshire Cat, you know, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, this is exciting. Oh, because when I picture it, I picture people listening, I picture you guys smiling, and that makes me happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy,
so
happy.
So when we doing the podcast and when we were starting out, I was feeling really good about it. I was feeling good about, you know, our topics. I was feeling good about the way we, you know, take on the topic and the headlines or whatsoever that we were doing that day. And it just made me feel good. Right now, there are no nerves. It's just like, I am so comfortable talking with you guys. You know, yeah, when we first started off, I was a little bit nervous because we were looking like deers, you know, like somebody got some high beams in our eyes.
Yeah.
You know, but now it's just like I'm talking to, you know, family
now.
Or something, you know.
And
you
guys, it is.
It's like, you guys, when you get this, you know, my message, hit me back up. So it's sort of like that now, but it's all good, though.
We have confidence now.
We have a lot of confidence.
Speak louder now.
We speak much louder. Y'all, Quan used to get on me a lot of times. Y'all, let me tell you, when we first started out, we was in probably 10th, 11th show, Quan would be like, ugh. I'm like, what? She's like, you're talking so low. I'm like, I don't want to scream. But then,
made her scoot up to the mic.
Yeah, because in my ears,
keep
like,
your mouth
okay,
to the mic.
I'm like, but I feel like I'm screaming.
No.
Okay, but then I got better and better. And now, y'all.
She got a little better.
You can stick a semi-pro on me.
Yeah.
A semi-pro tag.
I had to get on to her.
Yeah, she had to get on to me sometimes. Sometimes it take the boss lady.
Yeah.
And then until the other boss come in, which is me.
So if you're gonna be on the mic, you can't sit far back, and that's how May wanted to sit.
I used to sit back on the mic, y'all.
And then her voice
would
be like,
and she couldn't
in
hear me at all, y'all. And then she told me, May, you gotta listen up. You gotta scoot the chair all the way to the top so you could get the mic and reach the.
This ain't no rap now,
y'all. I can't rap.
No, stop. You cut that short.
I can sing a little bit, but y'all.
You can cut that short.
That was horrible.
It was.
Oh, that my goodness. That was so terrible. I want to cut it out.
Yeah, please do. But that's what we wanted to come and talk to you guys about.
Yeah.
Where we was at. Mm-hmm. And give you guys the thanks for the 1K.
Yes.
And hopefully, God willing, we can get higher.
Let's go higher.
With you guys' help. And we always support others. That's something that we do, y'all. We support other podcasts. And that's why we get the feedback. Mm-hmm. You know, that we get because we support,
most
we show our love
definitely.
To other people.
Yes.
And then when they show it back, it just shows on the show.
Yes.
You know? So we appreciate that.
What she said.
Uh-huh. And we just hope and pray that we can get higher and higher.
Yeah.
And continue our show.
That's right.
And that's where we are at today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, May, do you have anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Well, just as always, guys, we appreciate you. And thank you for taking the time out to pick Two Little Georgia Girls podcast.
Two Little
to
Georgia
to.
Girls.
We appreciate you. May not be that big, but hey.
We just some Georgia girls.
But we loud, and we will tell you with our mouth. Thank you very much.
Yes, we loud now. We get that from my mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Mama Connie.
Yeah, we got some loud people out here. Not annoying loud, just kind of talk
just loud. Just talk loud and laugh loud. Yeah.
But you guys, we're grateful and we're thankful as always.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. And we love you guys. And we'll continue to do this if God willing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back with this show next time, guys.
Peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you all. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Bye. We're out.